AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The Electoral College formally votes today to confirm Donald Trump's election as the 45th President of the United States. In Bowling Green, Kentucky, Republican elector Jim Skaggs says he's been inundated with requests from people asking him not to elect Trump.
I would say that probably something like 70,000 upwards emails, several hundred letters, and probably less than 100 phone calls, which I really, really discourage.
Skaggs had supported Jeb Bush, but says he is now going to vote for Trump as an elector in Kentucky. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the electors are voting without the special intelligence briefing on Russian hacking that some had wanted.
A bipartisan group of 10 electors wrote last week asking to be told what U.S. intelligence knows about the election-related hacking. But officials said such a briefing would have been unprecedented. And the president-elect's team says the whole issue is a bid to undermine Donald Trump's legitimacy. Incoming Chief of Staff Reince Priebus says Democrats need to look in the mirror and face the reality that they lost the election.
Los Angeles International Airport says terminal operations are returning to normal following power outages last night. An airport spokeswoman says no flight cancellations were reported, but some flights may have been delayed up to an hour. Well, the weather should be more reasonable this week after the bitter cold that gripped parts of the nations over the weekend. Here's National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Burke.
Sunday morning, Oklahoma City was down to 4 degrees above zero, which tied a record for the date. Records were set throughout the Plain States, minus 20 degrees at Sioux City, Iowa. The nation's low was minus 39 in Hoover, South Dakota.
The Russian military says one of its planes crash-landed in the Arctic, injuring 32. This is AP Radio News. She was famous mostly for being famous, and now Zsa Zsa Gabor is gone. According to her husband, the jet-setting Hungarian actress and socialite died yesterday in their Los Angeles home.
She had no pain, nothing. She just slipped away, goodbye for Christmas, and that's it.
In 1989, Gabor smacked a Beverly Hills police officer after he pulled over her Rolls Royce. She served 3 days in jail and later said she was moving on.
It didn't help my career. It didn't help my image. It didn't help my pocketbook. Look, I'm a fighter. So we are going to be afraid for a little judge here in Beverly Hills. It's stupid.
Zsa Zsa Gabor was 99. The Force is still with the Star Wars franchise.
On your own from the age of 15, reckless, aggressive, and undisciplined.
Rogue One, a Star Wars story, tops the box office, taking in $155 million in its opening weekend. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.